Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting second. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. And now, play ball. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bolling. Strickland moves to second. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Strickland trying to get to home. Lepsio throws to Owen, who tags Strickland, attempting to score, for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis takes first base on ball four. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive towards the mound. Lemon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Olson throws the ball into Lepsio, who tags Hegan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Majeski moves to third. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 1 in the game. Regalado is hit by the pitch. Majeski scores. Lemon moves to third. Strickland moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Majeski moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Smith now playing third base. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Consolo moves to second. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Westlake moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Westlake scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Indians. Tom Herron now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herron spins and fires to second, with Bowling covering, and Wertz is picked off. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Owen and he is out, Lepsio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall moves to second. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Goodman moves to second. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall scores. Goodman moves to third. Olson moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen pinch hits for Billy Consolo. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing third base. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Herron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herron strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olsen. Doby reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Herron covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Aganis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Olsen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Olsen reaches second base with a double. Aganis moves to third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bolling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aganis scores. Olsen moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olsen scores. Bolling moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bolling moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bolling tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-4, Indians. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Tom Herron. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brewer now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to third for the out. Westlake moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olsen. Smith reaches second base with a double. Strickland moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Smith scores. Doby moves to second. It's 11-4, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn pinch hits for Dave Philly. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westlake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olsen. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 12-4, Indians. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz scores. Westlake moves to third. It's 13-4, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz now playing right field. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Olsen strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepsio scores. It's 13-5, Indians. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Owen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.